with all your work, got involved in government, and that was a city charter, I think.
Correct.
Which ultimately did what?
Changed the form of our city government from a commission form, which is five commissioners, mayor, roads, water, finance, don't remember the fifth one, to a council form, mayor council form, strong mayor council form. I chaired a group that Chelsea Chamber formed, chaired it with Budge Lewis, a lawyer here in town. Mm-hmm. We studied for a year, had people from all over the country come in, talk to us about different forms of city government, and made a recommendation to adopt the strong mayor council form government, as opposed to a weak mayor, which is where you have a city manager typically. Then a group, the Tulsa Chamber, the AFL-CIO, League of Women Voters, formed another group to implement that recommendation. And I chaired that as well. And we did it for a year and a half. We had public hearings, really some interesting public hearings, particularly on the north side, which are sure they were going to get screwed again somehow out of all this, which they did not. And eventually, Roger Randall, who was then mayor, signed on to this and took our report, and essentially that became the blueprint for the new Tulsa City Charter.
Why was there?
February 14th, 1989.
Why was there a move to change the charter?
Well, there was a potential lawsuit under the United States Voting Rights Act that our five commissioners were all elected from about a 3 mile square area of Tulsa, in South Tulsa, and it was not representative, and there was the feds were threatening that they were bringing a lawsuit. That was the impetus, but as we got into it, we realized that it really wasn't a very fair form of government to have. We needed representation from all parts of the city in our city government.
But you said North Tulsa was a little nervous about this, and
well,
actually ended up better.
That, in my opinion, they did. They ended up with what amounts to really 1.5 districts for the most part. You know, the only city commissioner from that part of Tulsa had been appointed when there was a vacancy. You know, and then he ran for election the next time and won as the incumbent. But that's the only time they've ever had any representation, to my knowledge.
Meaning a black.
Black, yes.
Candidate and office holder.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Isn't it frustrating, though, to try to convince people? No matter what you put out there, there will be somebody who is for it or against it. And I guess if you go into that mindset, you know that the table is going to be set. But then it's to convince these people to come your way. Are you a sweet talker?
No, but I do know how to make my point and convince my side. I remember a public hearing at a Rudisill Library, and they were basically shouting us down. And I just got up. There's a stage there in their meeting room. I just got up on the stage and said, come on, let's talk. Let's, you know, give me the questions. And actually I had a front page picture on the Tulsa World of me up on that stage. Tulsa Tribune hardly covered it. They wouldn't. That was one of the funniest things, because they really wouldn't cover me very much.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I always thought it was a little bit of jealousy of, you know, I don't know what the right word is, but I mean, it's just.
You were related to the Tulsa World.
I'd have a front page story in the Tulsa World maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks, and that same story would be on, you know, page, you know, A13 in the Tulsa Tribune.
Well, that would be Jenkins Lloyd Jr.
Yeah.
Then didn't want.
I don't know. I don't accuse him of any by any means.
There was something there, though.
There was somebody making an editorial choice. It wasn't Cenk. I'm confident it wasn't Cenk.
Bless his heart. Mm. He's no longer with us now, but we've interviewed him, too.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, he was a great historian.
Absolutely.
And I one time drove from here to Bartles with him, and as he drove along, he'd say, see that mound of dirt over there? In 1892, Pocahontas sat there.
Chief so-and-so.
He was a great man.